This episode is a listener request. In today's episode, we explore the story of a doctor who ingeniously developed a method to connect with extraterrestrial beings, employing a form of communication, best described as meditation, delving into themes such as higher consciousness, dream walkers, and panpsychism. We unravel the intriguing tale of bridging the gap between humanity and otherworldly entities. That man is Stephen Greer. Additionally, our discussions extend to include the intriguing perspectives of Whitley Strieber, adding his diverse insight. Origins of his fascination with the unknown can be traced back to when he was just 8 years old. At a young age, he recounted a close encounter with an unidentified flying object. His second brush with the mysterious occurred when he was 18, leaving him utterly mesmerized by the vast expanse of our universe and the secrets it might hold. His journey led him to become a transcendental meditation teacher, and in 1982, he achieved a Bachelor's of Science degree in biology from Appalachian State University. Later in 1987, he earned his medical doctor degree from James H. Quillen College of Medicine. This impressive educational background paved the way for him to obtain his Virginia medical license in 1989, where he diligently served as an emergency room doctor. However, his yearning for the mysteries beyond the Earth's barriers led him to an early retirement from his medical career. He followed his true passion for UFOlogy, delving into the world of UFOs. In 1990, he took a groundbreaking step by founding CSETI, Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, boasting a collection of over 3,000 confirmed UFO sightings reports. Yet, his pursuit did not stop there. In 1993, Greer established yet another significant group, known as the Disclosure Project, as he continued to unveil the secrets of the cosmos and bring them to the forefront of public awareness. Then, what began as a mere thought experiment eventually evolved into a powerful set of tools that facilitated the process of making contact. It was at this point that the CE5 protocols were birthed. CE5 is a group dedicated to the summoning of UFOs through the use of specialized apps, specific frequencies, and meditation techniques. Their aim is to create opportunities for observing these unidentified flying objects. Meditation and UFOs have been linked together for centuries, as both practices involve exploring the unknown and expanding consciousness, while meditation focuses on inner exploration and self-discovery. The study of UFOs explores the possibility of extraterrestrial life and advanced civilization beyond our understanding. The connection between the two lies in their ability to challenge conventional beliefs and open our minds to new possibilities. CE5 stands for Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Let's examine each of the five distinct levels. Close encounters of the first kind are distinguished by the sighting of a craft. Close encounters of the second kind entail the discovery of physical evidence relating to the craft, such as a landing track. Close encounters of the third kind are defined as witnessing extraterrestrial entities. However, if we take it a step further, close encounters of the fourth kind comprise coming into direct contact with extraterrestrial entities, either through being on their craft or going up against them. The notion of close encounters of the fifth kind adds a new angle. emphasizing a special degree of interaction and experience that beyond simple observation. We may envision consciousness as existing in a wide variety of life forms and materials, going well beyond the concept of consciousness, as it is commonly understood in the panpsychism model. Panpsychism is a philosophical theory that suggests that consciousness or mind is a fundamental feature of the universe and is present in all things, not just living beings with brains. According to panpsychism, everything in the universe, from inanimate objects to living organisms, possesses some form of consciousness or mental properties. In panpsychist thought, consciousness is considered a fundamental aspect of reality, akin to space, time, and matter. While humans and animals may have complex and higher forms of consciousness, even simpler entities like atoms or subatomic particles are believed to have rudimentary form in subjective experience. Panpsychism stands in contrast to other philosophical views about consciousness, such as materialism or dualism. However, panpsychism attempts to address the hard problem of consciousness, explaining how and why subjective experience arises from physical processes by positing that consciousness is a fundamental aspect of the universe itself. Whitley Strieber, a renowned author and researcher, has not only delved into the realm of UFOs, but also explored the profound practice of meditation. Through his encounters with unidentified flying objects, Strieber has gained a unique perspective on the unexplained phenomena that continues to captivate the world. Moreover, his exploration of the meditation has allowed him to delve deeper into his own consciousness, providing a potential connection between these extraordinary experiences and the inner realms of human experience. That brings us into higher consciousness. Now, higher consciousness refers to a heightened level of awareness and understanding beyond the ordinary perception of reality. It involves a deeper connection with oneself, others, and the universe, often associated with spiritual growth and enlightenment. This state of consciousness is believed to bring about profound insight, inner peace, and a sense of interconnectedness with all beings. Now, there are six key levels of higher consciousness. 1. Life happens to you, meaning you often react to experiences and situations by defending yourself, avoiding things, and rarely living in the present moment. 2. Life happens by you, meaning dissatisfaction with powerlessness can lead to a desire to control life, gaining personal power but potentially causing stress, anxiety, and dissatisfaction. 3. Life happens in you. The individual realizes that their suffering and hardship are not caused by their experiences, but by the stories they create about them, leading to a shift towards higher consciousness. 4. Life happens for you. As curiosity grows, accepting life's natural flow becomes more important, allowing for more open experiences without judgment. Mindfulness meditation encourages conscious awareness of the present moment. 5. Life happens through you. In this state of consciousness, you recognize that every moment in life is an opportunity for a positive experience, facilitated by your body and mind. And 6. Life is you. The final level of human consciousness evolves through gradual cultivation of a more accepting, non-judgmental approach, viewing oneself as intrinsically connected to all aspects of life. There are some who hold the belief that cultivating a higher consciousness or engaging in daily meditation practices can potentially increase their connection to other beings, thus strengthening the connection between themselves and these entities. This belief is rooted in the notion that a heightened state of consciousness or consistent meditation enhances one's sensitivity to energies and the presence of these extraterrestrials or supernatural forces. However, this opens up a new question for me. That is, why does expanding one's mind one's consciousness to a higher level have an inherent connection to aliens. But this thought is leading more into esoteric beliefs, like why are UFOs and owls linked together as well? And I do believe it goes further than screen memories, but we'll talk about that on another episode. In order to communicate with possible extraterrestrial intelligence or UFOs, the CE5 protocols combines remote viewing, meditation, and light signals and other unique techniques. Practitioners frequently organize into small groups and gather in areas where there have been reports of sightings. In the scientific community, there is a disagreement on the CE5 protocol. The CE5 procedure has been under criticism for its perceived lack of scientific objectivity. Skeptics contend that the experiences described during CE5 occurs are merely the product of conventional or natural phenomena. On the other hand, supporters of the CE5 protocol claim to have had first-hand experience and encounters that they credit successfully to the CE5 protocols. Here is a simplified guide of how the CE5 protocols work. Step 1. Quiet the mind and enter a meditative state. Step 2. Focus on a positive intention to make peaceful contact with ETIs. Step 3. Use coherent thought and visualization techniques to send out a peaceful sign to any nearby UFOs. Step 4. Look for signs of ETI presence, such as mysterious lights or objects in the sky. Step 5. Use non-verbal communication techniques, such as mental imagery, to initiate the contact. If any of you have experiences with CE5 protocols, send me an email, because I would love to know your experiences. I have a question for you, the listeners. Do we need to make contact with aliens, or rather, is it a good idea? The existence of alien life has long been a subject of speculation and intrigue for humanity. Within our diverse global community, opinions on extraterrestrial beings vary widely, and this is true. From culture to culture, we have different tales and different meanings of alien beings. Some individuals firmly believe that any potential encounters with extraterrestrial life would be benign and benevolent, with the intention to assist and guide humanity towards greater knowledge and prosperity. They envision scenarios where these beings they offer wisdom, advanced technology, and cooperation in our quest for understanding the cosmos. On the other hand, there are those who harbor more apprehensive views. They suspect that if extraterrestrial life were to make contact with us, it might not be with altruistic intentions. These individuals fear that alien entities could harbor malevolent motives, aiming to wreak havoc on our planet or manipulate humanity for their own gain. This perspective raises concerns about the potential risks and consequences of interstellar interactions, urging caution and preparedness in case such encounters ever occur. In the grand scheme of things, the mystery of alien life continues to be an open-ended question, with people holding diverse beliefs and hypotheses about the nature of these potential cosmic neighbors. Even techniques for making uninterrupted contact in dreams outside of all realms have been reported. These techniques involved various practices such as lucid dreaming, meditation, and visualizing exercises. By honing these skills, individuals have claimed to establish a deeper connection within their dreams. What are they achieving in these dreams? That's for the dreamwalker to know. In these dreams, individuals are able to explore their subconscious mind, unlock hidden emotions, and gain insight into their own psyche. They may also experience vivid and immersive dream scenarios, interact with aliens, and even manipulate the dream environment according to their thoughts. These exercises, these experiences, can provide a unique opportunity for self-discovery, personal growth, and creative inspiration. Ultimately, the true meaning and significance of these dreams can only be fully understood by the dreamwalker themselves. In some spiritual or shamanistic beliefs, a dreamwalker is seen as someone who has the ability to enter the dream realm consciously. Again, this involves practices such as lucid dreaming and astral projection, where individuals navigate the dream world with awareness. All of these aspects are part of the CE5 protocol. Now we are going to get into some controversies. This isn't me telling you what to believe, but I felt it was important to add. I found one comment on a subreddit that addressed most of the issues. Now I have summarized it down a bit, but if you would like to read it in its entirety, I'll link it down below. It reads, "Since 2001, Dr. Greer has been actively involved in the Disclosure Project, sharing his views on the presence of extraterrestrial visitors, peaceful contact with them, and developing over-unity energy technologies. These efforts aim to clean the planet, eliminate conflict, and improve global quality of life. I continue to support these goals and enjoy reading his books, interviews, and meditation CDs. I attended a CSETI presentation and workshop with Dr. Greer in Costa Mesa, California, on November 13th through 14th, 2009, to learn CSETI's contact protocol and the value of enrolling in a week-long CSETI outing with Dr. Greer. My initial impression of Dr. Greer's character began to disintegrate as I heard his presentation. I discovered he is obsessed with himself, frequently name-dropping and boasting about his connections. He made outlandish remarks about his impact on the majestic secret government and rejected a $2 billion payout to top the ET disclosure issue. This revelation disproved my preconceived notions about Dr. Greer. I left the auditorium feeling less enthusiastic about Dr. Greer's work, but my opinion changed significantly after a workshop and an outing the next day. Dr. Greer, a North Carolina country doctor, exhibited self-apprehension and humility during a workshop. However, his discomfort turned into dismay as he treated attendees who asked valid questions or made harmless remarks inappropriately. I was shocked and wondered if he was consciously trying to chase away these people. The experience was disappointing due to witnessing the CSETI's field contact protocol, which involved arranging devices like radio transmitters, magnetometers, radar detectors, and infrared scopes. Dr. Greer's claims of vectoring ETs and making them appear contradicted the reality observed in the field. To cover up for his assertion, Dr. Greer presented various scenarios for ETs not to appear, such as bad intent, threats from the US military, and various other manifestations. This highlights the disheartening nature of CSETI's field contact protocol. Dr. Greer and a staff member frequently reported seeing or hearing strange events while meditating, often claiming that an ET named Walter communicates via his electronic equipment. He would make wow and oh my god remarks about unseen or imaginary events. However, everyone else saw nothing, and Dr. Greer supplemented the lack of occurrence with information he received via remote viewing. This charade insulted the staff's intelligence, intuitiveness, and psychic sensibilities, who believed ETs were not present that night. They experienced Dr. Greer's tendency to fabricate, exaggerate, and embellish non-events during a field trip, questioning the accuracy and validity of his claims in his books. Dr. Greer, a self-centered individual, has been portrayed as a narcissist and self-centered individual who created the ET disclosure platform to gain attention and recognition. However, his motives are flawed, and his books, conferences, and CSETI outings may be more about money than the message. I advise against investing money in Dr. Greer's CSETI excursions, unless one enjoys watching mistreatment and don't mind embarking on a pathetic farce." And that was the end of the comment. Now again, like I said, that was summarized a lot because it's fairly long. So again, if you would like to read it in its entirety, I will link it down below. And again, I'm not here to tell you what to believe. Me personally, I don't believe Stephen Greer is a charlatan. I have heard him many times being interviewed by George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM. I've seen many different interviews and documentaries with Stephen Greer, and who's to say he is not being contacted personally? After all, usually when UFOs are being spotted, it's usually to a very small group, if not exclusively to one person. Or ET contact. Let's look at Whitley Strieber. When he had his ET contact in the middle of a night in a cabin, I believe in the countryside of New York, with his wife present in the bedroom and his son downstairs, nobody else in the cabin saw or heard anything except for Whitley Strieber. Now you know why I brought up Whitley Strieber. So, what do you make of all of this? If you have any experience with the CE5 protocols, I'd love to hear about it. But that will conclude today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Bizarre Conspiracies. If you want to email me or Conrad, you can do so at bizarreconspiracies@gmail.com. That's one word, bizarreconspiracies@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening. And as always, I will catch you in the next episode.